Well, describing it as defective at its core, Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal. In 2015, Western nations agreed to cut economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for it stalling its nuclear weapons program. Mr. Trump says the rotten and decaying deal is based on a lie, and Iran remains one of the world's leading supporters of terrorism.
At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie. Last week, Israel published intelligence documents, long concealed by Iran, conclusively showing the Iranian regime and its history of pursuing nuclear weapons. The fact is, this was a horrible, one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. will now introduce the highest level of sanctions.
I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction. And we will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on earth.
That's Donald Trump speaking from the White House just an hour ago. Now, international reaction to this news is flooding in. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Mr. Trump took a brave and correct decision to cancel the nuclear deal with Iran, which he's describing as a recipe for disaster, a disaster for our region and a disaster for the peace of the world. The top European Union diplomat, Federica Mogherini, though, is calling on the rest of the international community to stick with the deal. She says it can and will be preserved. The French President Emmanuel Macron is saying that he is keen to work on the broader agreement with Iran covering its nuclear programme and the stability in the Middle East. Iran itself has also responded. President Hassan Rouhani has condemned the decision, saying it's been proven time and again that the US will never stick to its international commitments. And he's saying the withdrawal is illegal and illegitimate. Also just in, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that he is deeply concerned by the US decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Let's get the very latest on all of this from our correspondent in Washington, D.C., Simon Marks. Simon, New Zealand just waking up to this news this morning. This was Obama's signature foreign policy and it has now been dismantled, as was widely signalled.
Yes, absolutely, Susie. And this wasn't just Donald Trump withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. This was Donald Trump slamming the door very loudly in the face of the deal. You'll remember that when he withdrew from the Paris Climate Change Accords, famously saying that he was elected to Washington by the citizens of Pittsburgh, not the citizens of Paris, at the time he left the door open to a possible renegotiation of that agreement. And several policy analysts here were wondering if he might do the same in the language and rhetoric that he used about the Iran nuclear deal. But there was absolutely no indication of that whatsoever in this presentation. It was rotten. It was decaying to the core. It was a terrible deal that should never have been struck in the first place. It didn't bring calm. It didn't bring peace. And it never will, the president said. So as far as he's concerned, it's totally over. There is now a written statement from Theresa May, Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel of Britain, France and Germany, respectively, in which they almost now seem to be pleading with President Trump. They write, "We urge the US to ensure that the structures of the Iran deal can remain intact and to avoid taking action which obstructs its full implementation by all the other parties to the deal." In other words, they're saying to him, please don't reimpose sanctions that trip up European companies already doing business with the Iranians under the auspices of the Iran deal. But as President Trump made it clear, high-level sanctions are indeed on the going to return to the books, although it's apparent from a briefing that we've had from the Treasury Department that it could be between 90 and 180 days before all those sanctions are back on the statute books. So there is a winding down period of the next 6 months, but after that, European companies doing business with Iran are on notice that the United States could come after them.
So then this deal, is there any way that it can be held together now, or is it essentially meaningless without the US being involved?
Well, you know, I mean, again, Messrs. Macron, Merkel and May say that they are going to stick by their commitments under the agreement. But you've already seen Iranian officials saying that in the coming days they plan to return to the business of enriching uranium and doing so in larger quantities than ever before. So it isn't really simply a case of whether the Europeans and the Russians and the Chinese decide to continue honoring the arrangement. Will the Iranians honor the arrangement as well? And it's these sanctions that President Trump is threatening over the next 90 to 180 days that really have the potential to undo the agreement completely, because the agreement was predicated on an understanding that Iran would curb its nuclear activities in exchange for which the West would alleviate the sanctions regime that was in place against Iran and the Iranian economy would benefit. If the United States is reimposing sanctions and threatening to go after allied nations whose businesses do business with the Iranians, that would certainly, on the face of it, seem to rip the guts out of the deal.
Thank you very much for that update. Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington, D.C., on Donald Trump pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. We will have further coverage of this on Morning Report a little bit later on.